There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Saturday, August 19th edition. Hope everybody have a good Friday and is ready for some Saturday DFS action. You know, you got EPL action, you got NASCARs tonight, you got big preseason NFL slate, you got a 3-game day slate I will not be talking about, but we got an 11-game main slate to break down. Yesterday was interesting. That Max Scherzer scratch screwed a lot of us. I was busy doing something, so I saw it late, and all I had the option was Marquez and Moore. And as you guys know, that's who I was matching him up with, so I had a lot of Marquez and Moore lineups. It was awesome. I had one that scored 180-something points, finished 50-something in the $4, and I'm just thinking to myself, if Max pitches instead of Marquez, what could have been? So it was a good night. It was a fun night. It was just not the night we had envisioned. That part was very frustrating, but the punts were great. Dickey, Marquez, and Moore, the top three on the punt list, pitched really, really well. So let's hope we can find some more magic tonight, and let's take a look at your weather. Looks like we're going to be clear of the rain, maybe slight chances in Pittsburgh, but you got like Cleveland, Kansas City, Chicago, Texas, Cincinnati, Atlanta, and of course Coors are going to be some phenomenal hitting environments. The first three are going to be really, really warm. Texas hot as heck, like normal. And then Coors is Coors, so you got that to look forward to. But it looks like for now we are going to avoid the rain, which is always great to hear. Let's take a look at the totals when we get to the evening slate. Angels, Orioles, 9. D-backs, Twins, 9. Reds, Braves, 9.5. Marlins, Mets, 9.5. Yankees, Red Sox, 8. A's, Astros, 9.5. Indians, Royals, 9. Then we got White Sox, Texas. I told you it's a good hitting environment. Two dog-esque pitchers. Total is 12. Brewers, Rockies, and Coors. Total is 12. Nationals, Padres, 7.5. Phillies, Gigantes, 8. So, yeah, some very good hitting environments, as you can tell. Let's get into these pitchers. Kick it off with the high-priced arm of the night. $14,100 for Chris Sale of the Boston Red Sox. Sale is like Scherzer. He's worth the cost, but do you really want to pay that much tonight? I can. I get it. You're facing a Yankees team with some decent power from the right side, especially against lefties. You know, Chris Sale's not your average lefty. He just faced him last week in the Bronx. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 12 strikeouts, 34.2 pitches. That's the part about Sale we talk about all the time. He is a K machine. He has faced the Yankees 3 times this year, 22 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs allowed, 35 strikeouts in 22 2/3. He's averaging 34.3 points against the New York Yankees. If you're going to pay $14,100 for a guy, Scherzer was one last night. Sale is very, very deserving of this. He's number one in barrel FIP the last 30 days. Getting barrel 0.78% of the time, striking out almost 39% of the batters he's facing in the last 30 days. Hard contact, slow swinging strikes, great. He's a minus 240 favorite against the Yankees. They have a team total of 3.19, lowest on the slate. Lefties 241, righties 266. if you want to use Chris Sale, I have no problem with it. I will make at least one or two Chris Sale lineups. There's no doubt about it. It's just a steep price tag, and he's going to have to put up another 30-point performance, and you're going to have to get it from him. It's not like Scherzer. Scherzer against the Padres is just like a match made in heaven. The Yankees, you wouldn't be surprised if Sanchez or Judge or Hicks or somebody, even Todd Frazier, ran into one and just put it over the monster. It happens. The hitting environment's not going to be as hot and humid as it was yesterday, so that'll help a little bit. And Chris Sale's great. I'm not trying to say he's just your average lefty by any means. So at 14,100, if you want to use him, I have zero problem with it. Just remember, he's going to have to perform the way he does, and he's done that most of the year. The guy I'm liking in this range is Zach Greinke, $11,700 on the road against the Minnesota Twins, coming off a 32.8-point performance against the Houston Astros at home. He has been better at home than on the road this year, 25.2 compared to 17.8 DraftKings points. Still getting about a strikeout an inning on the road, which is pretty darn solid facing a Twins team that does not strike out a ton. We're talking, well, 22% K rate's not bad at all versus right-handed pitching. You got Greinke, 28% K rate, 13% swinging strike, 46.5% ground ball rate. Lots to like there. Does give up some loud contact, surprisingly, almost a 36% hard contact rate. But good ballpark to pitch in, not the scariest of teams. They have a 4.33 total, which is like 8th or 9th on the day, which is pretty impressive. Lefty's 293, righty's 305 versus Greinke. I will definitely be having me some Greinke tonight at $11,700. You're getting a $2,400 discount on Chris Sale. Just my thoughts on Strasburg real quick. I would have loved him in this matchup. He's $11,000. He might go out and deal. He might pitch a gem. But his last rehab start where he threw 5 shutout innings, he only threw 66 pitches. I don't know how long they're going to leave him out there for. And at $11,000, I want to know that he's going to be out there for at least 100 pitches, hopefully 7 innings, to get the strikeouts. In 5 innings, he still could get you 10 strikeouts because it is the San Diego Padres. But at the same time, you're asking a lot in that time frame. So I have to wait and see. For GPPs, if you want to gamble, go for it. I will not be using him. So up top, I got Greinke 1, Sale 2, but Sale is really the one. I'm just thinking Greinke for the price savings and the similar upside. But I have no problem with Sale. I want to say that over and over again. I have zero problem with Chris Sale. I'm just more weighted towards Greinke, but I'm using both. Let's go to the middle of the pack and our boy, Kevin Gausman, $8,500 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Gausman coming off a 23.6-point performance at the Seattle Mariners. His last start against the Angels, 2 starts back, 5 2/3, 8 hits, 4 earned, 6 Ks for 10 points. Was his worst start in quite some time, and then he had another 27-4, 33-5, 28-7, 27-9. Mentioned it a few times, the switch to Caleb Joseph at the catcher's position has done wonders for Gausman. Looking for him to bounce back at home to against the Angels team that strikes out around 20% of the time. You got Gausman. He is 18th best on the barrel FIP the last 30 days, getting barreled 3.2% of the time in that time frame, striking out 28% of the batters he's facing. He's got a swinging strike rate approaching 11%. Much, much better of late from Gausman. Angels have a 4.21 total. That's 6th lowest on the slate. Lefty's 323, righty's 349. A lot of that was early in the season. Now, if you want to put a little like Calhoun in your life, who, by the way, went ding-dong again yesterday, Trout, stuff like that, I have no problem with that. It's Gausman. You know he can get beat up from time to time, but I will take my chances with him in this matchup at home. I like what we've seen from him, the improvements from him. He's definitely in my lineups tonight. After Gausman, one that I like a lot, came back from the DL in July. Colin McHugh of the Houston Astros, $8,300. We saw Keuchel pitched extremely well yesterday. Now you're facing an Oakland A's team who strikes out all the time. McHugh's coming off a 16-point performance at Arizona. His last time out, his last home start is Tampa Bay, 19.3. Hit 22.5 at Detroit. He's only made 5 starts since returning from the DL. The A's, as I was saying, they strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and most of their young players, they've been calling them up like crazy, are all 20-plus percent strikeout guys versus righties. It's almost all of them are just massive strikeout guys. They have some tremendous power. There's no sugarcoating that. But you got McHugh as a -180 favorite, big strikeout rate. He strikes out 23.4%. Swinging strike rate of over 14%. He's a fly ball pitcher, which is not good in that ballpark, but he's also developed a slider That's going to help him out. So McHugh at 8,300, I like a lot, for especially for the K upside. He's at a 4.29 total. So right there, Gausman and McHugh are facing teams with team totals lower than Zach Greinke. Something to maybe think about. I don't know if you want to mix and match. I happen to have some Gausman and McHugh lineups together for sure. And I'll also mix him with this third guy, Jared Eichhoff, 7,900 bucks at home, or on the road against the San Francisco Giants. Eichhoff has three straight double-digit performances of 14 or more points, all on the road his last three starts. He had a hiccup at home against Atlanta, and then 6 straight double-digit point performances after that. So 9 of his last 10 are in double digits. 13.7 points averaged on the road. He did face the Giants once this year. 2 2/3, 6 hits, 4 earned, 5 walks, 2 Ks for minus 4.6 points. Not ideal. The Giants are just being sneaky right now. They hit the ball well again last night. They hit Nola 2 nights ago. So if you don't want to use Eichhoff, I get it. The Giants, you know, their season strikeout, I say this every night. Now, you guys will, if you listen enough, you'll know. Their season strikeouts rate's 19.4%. They do strike out a lot more than that. It's with this new roster, it's just the way it goes. Eichhoff's about a 20.5% strikeout guy. He's just pretty average around everything else. Giants team totals 4.18, fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 350, righties 281. The Giants have a decent slew of lefties to put in their lineup. And then you got your righties like Pence, who hit homer yesterday. He's heated up. You got Posey, who's not your average right-handed bat. So it's something to look at. Definitely something to look at when you're building your lineups. Eichhoff is intriguing at 79, but he's also my lowest in this range. So I got Gausman 1, McHugh 2, Eichhoff 3. Now let's get down to our punts. I got two of them for you, and we're going back to Coors, folks. We are going back to Coors. Chad Bettis, 6,900 bucks. Phenomenal story. Great first start back from testicular cancer. 7 innings, 6 hits, no earned, 2 Ks, 16.2 points. Didn't get a ton of Ks. He had a good in his 52 career starts at Coors, a 4.52 ERA in 2015-2016. Like, for Coors, that's good. I was looking at his splits in his career. If this pit Fangraphs wants, there we go. In his career, he has a 5.36 ERA at home, 4.48 on the road. So a little better there. But last year, if I can get the right page to load here on Fangraphs, it's taking forever. There we go. Last year, 2016, 5.06 ERA on the road, 4.44 at home. A 4.4 ERA in Coors is actually very respectable. Bettis has really never been that big-time strikeout guy, if we want to go at that angle. But in Coors at 6,900, it's something to look at. You got a Milwaukee team that strikes out almost 26% of the time. That is tremendous. They have a high team total, of course, 5.63, but that's third on the slate. Texas has number one, then Colorado, then Milwaukee. In his career, lefties 302, righties 362. It's a reverse splits thing. Lots of lefties in this Brew Crew lineup. You're expecting the Brewers to score. Like Marquez last night was pitching great. Gave up 4 runs in his last inning. Still got you double-digit 15, around 15 points, I think. Something around there. Which, at 6,900 for Bettis, I will take. Because no one's going to own him. In Coors Field, no one is going to own him. Now, could he get shelled? Sure. There's so much power in the lineup. Could he throw 2 or 3 runs up in 6 innings with like 8 Ks because of that lineup? Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities with Bettis, and that's what I like about him in GPPs, especially as a punt at 6,900 bucks. Quite intriguing. The other guy I'm looking at is Jose Berrios, 6,600 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Arizona's bats didn't do much last night. Did not do much at all. And it just brings me back to the Arizona Diamondbacks on the road are not the same as they are at home. Now, Berrios has struggled. His stuff has looked good. He just hasn't got the results. Like against Detroit last start, 3 1/3, 6 hits, 6 earned, no Ks, minus 9.9. But then against Texas, he goes 5 innings, gives up 5, still strikes out 6, 12.5 points. At San Diego, almost 20 points. Struggled at the Dodgers. Pitched phenomenal against the Yankees for 21 points. Struggled at Houston. Pitched great against Baltimore. Those were home starts, the Yankees and Baltimore, by the way. At home, he's averaging 21.9 points per game. On the road, 11.4. There's your home road splits. He's $6,600. We know Arizona's got some good stuff. They have a lot of righties in the lineup, and he's been phenomenal against right-handed pitching or right-handed hitting this season, to a tune of. He has struck out only 17% roughly of left-handed batters at home this season, but right-handed batters, he's striking out 29.4%. That is ridiculous. So it's just a matter, is he not walking guys? Is he not giving up the heavy contact? That's a lot to ask. The D-backs have a righty-heavy lineup outside of, they might put Descalso or Blanco in there, but you got Peralta and you got Lamb, and then after that, it gets real dicey. Maybe they throw a Hermann out there. Not a lot to really scare you. We just hope Berrios has his control because he could be in for a very big day. The D-backs strike out over 23% versus righties. Berrios has really good numbers. It's just the walks and the big game from time to time that just kill him. Arizona's team total is 467. Lefty's 342. Righty's 344. We're looking for that K upside at our punts with Berrios. So our punts is Bettis and Berrios. Recap the pitching. Greinke, Sale, 1A, 1B. In the middle, Gausman, McHugh, Eichhoff. And then you got Bettis and Berrios down below. There you go with the pitching. Let's get into the bats where we should have tons to choose from today. At the catcher's position, Gary Sanchez is down to $3,900 versus Chris Sale. So if you want to get ballsy and contrarian, Sanchez is not bad tonight. You like Pena and Lucroy for the Brewers and the Rockies in Coors at $3,800. Robinson Chirinos is right-handed bat versus the lefty Derek Holland at $3,700. That's probably the high-priced catcher I'd be looking at today. Great hitting environment, horrible pitcher. We know the Rangers have the highest total of 658. Lefties 265, righties 377 versus Derek Holland. As we go down, you got like, where'd he go? There, Yan Gomes, 3,200 versus Jason Vargas. We know Vargas actually pitched okay versus righties this year. Indians have a 4.62 total. Lefties 3.49. Righties 2.99. That righties number's actually climbed up a bit. Gomes swinging a good stick at the moment, so keep him in mind at 32. But if we want to do what we really like to do, like Tucker Barnhart, he's closer to the 3K we like. He's 3,100. His left-handed bat versus Teheran in Atlanta. The Reds have a total of 4.54. Righties 2.78. Lefties 3.35 off Julio Teheran. So Tucker Barnhart at $3,100 is a very good, low-priced catching option. Kevin Smith of the Chicago White Sox. We always talk about our White Sox catchers. Kevin Smith at $2,900 against Martin Perez, the lefty out of Texas. White Sox 5.42 total. Lefties 274. Righties 353. Kevin Smith usually hits around the middle of that order when he's in the lineup, like fifth or sixth usually. It'll be $2,900, somebody to definitely keep an eye on tonight. Like a Rene Rivera or a Travis d'Arnaud, but firm versus lefties and righties, but they're $2,800 versus Vance Worley. Worley's very, very bad at baseball. Lefties 343, righties 331 off Worley, so those guys aren't bad punt options. I got Cameron Rupp, $2,700 versus Ty Block. I can't believe Ty Block was $7,100 tonight. That is insane. The Phillies have a low team total, third on the slate at 382. Lefties 258, righties 323 off block. So Rupp or Alfaro, Rupp's 2,700. As you scroll down, like Alfaro's 2,600 versus block, I can get behind that. But Jeff Mathis, 2,100. Bruce Maxwell, 2,100 if you're punting. And those ranges, we'll have to see some more lineups to get a better punt option because there's not a lot down here in the catcher spot today. Head over to first base where we are always loaded, and one I love a ton. He's priced through the gills, though. $5,500 for Zimmerman versus Travis Wood. Zimmerman destroys left-handed pitching. I know it's Petco Park, but that price tag I don't like at all. It's super high, but he's a great play, and with that tag, he should be low-owned. So keep Zimmerman in mind. Gallo and it is always in play, but Joey Votto at 5,400 versus Teheran. Votto hits everybody. Lefties have destroyed Teheran, especially in that ballpark. Votto makes for a really, really good play at 5,400. You scroll down to guys like Edwin Encarnacion at 49. He's in play versus Vargas. Yuli Gurriel, I always talk about how he hits righties better than lefties. Kendall Graveman's been getting hit pretty well this year. Gurriel's up to $4,800, which is steep because he doesn't produce double digits consistently enough. But he's in a good spot tonight if you want to go that way. Overall, though, the Astros' offense has been cooled down. Maybe they'll wake up. Maybe it's that time to get things popping. But just keep that in mind. He's in play, just hasn't been productive. You got Freddie Freeman, another great spot. He hasn't been the consistent, just dominator we've been used to. He's still averaging 10 points his last 10. But it's a lot of fives and stuff in there for his price tag at $4,700, first base, third base. He's facing Robert Stevenson, who's got lefties hitting 401, righties 369. So Freeman at 47, he's like 6, 7, 8 guys down the list. Very, very much a solid play today. Hopefully that bat really wakes up as they have a good hitting environment in Hot Atlanta. You can put Votto at first and Freeman at third. I mean, two really nice lefties in a good ballpark. Eric Thames at 46 versus Bettis. If you're fading Bettis, it's steep, but it's Coors. That's what you're going to get. Another one I love here is Jose Abreu. He keeps raking 8 more points last night, averaging 10.3 his last 10. 4,500 against Martin Perez. Like that quite a bit. Eric Hosmer, his price is up. It's up to 4,400. He's facing Trevor Bauer, who's been good, but he has had a blow-up start here and there. Lefty's 320, righty's 317 off the Bauer outage. That's a steeper tag than normal for Hosmer, but be a good GPP play. The hand ram, I like this one a lot. Hanley Ramirez, $4,300. He's having such a bipolar season. Like, he goes off, then he goes cold. He goes off, then he goes cold. There's really no consistency to Hanley this year. But $4,300 against the lefty CC Sabathia. He loves his left-handed pitching. Very good play there. Chris Davis, he's day-to-day. If he makes the lineup, he's got a good spot against JC Ramirez. If not, Trey Mancini is intriguing at $3,900. You got Jesus Aguilar and Coors at $3,900. Can't completely sleep on that. Mike Napoli, he went ding-dong last night. I told you it was a sneaky spot. People just don't like to play him. He's averaging 7.6 his last 10 games. 20 points last night. He has 3 homers his last 10 games. He's $3,800. I know he just hasn't had a great year, but he's $3,800 in a phenomenal hitting environment against Derek frickin' Holland. With a Texas team with a 6.58 total, lefties 265, like I mentioned, righties 377. Mike Napoli at $3,800. He might strike out 4 times, but man, if anyone can run into one at value like that, Gallo is like $5,400. You're saving $1,600 for a Texas bat, a right-handed Texas bat against Derek Holland at $3,800. I love me some Nap tonight. He should be chalky if people are paying attention. Louis Valbuena's up to 37, but he's actually hitting a little more consistently. He's not the complete deep sleeper we loved. Still only averaging 5.1. He had 2 points yesterday with a 19 and 16 prior to that. And then a lot of zeros. So that's Louis Valbuena in a heartbeat. But he's an interesting GPP play. I'm not running to use him at all, but if you want to get weird, he's there. Matt Adams, if you want to get contrarian, he went yard yesterday. First homer in the last 10 days. He's really kind of quieted down, one would say, but he's $3,600, left-handed bat against Stevenson. We mentioned how lefties have hit him hard, and that ballpark is built for that left-handed power. So Matt Adams at $3,600 is a very good lower-owned GPP play, lower-priced GPP play, that I will probably sneak some into in my lineups where I need to save some money. He's definitely worth a look. A guy like Matt Olson, first base outfield eligible for the A's at $3,400 versus McHugh. If you're fading McHugh, you got some power there with Olson. Reese Hoskins, $3,400 versus Block. I like that a lot. Power there. Now we're just getting into, can we find some guys with power that's going to help us out when we're saving our money? Dominic Smith, $3,000 versus Worley. That's not a horrible play at all. He's not really on fire yet, but it's a good-looking play. We know what he can do, and Worley's just not good. Tommy Joseph at $2,800 with some power. And then, once again, you got the man, Ryder Jones. He's 2K. Not going to light the world on fire every night, but when he does at 2K, you're going to be a happy man. First base, third base, punt at $2,000. Going over to second base, you got your usual suspects of Jose Altuve is in play. Howie Kendrick went yard again yesterday. Now he's facing a lefty. $5,200 is steep as heck, but he crushes lefties. He double-donged off lefties the other day. When you're looking at the Nats, where'd you go? 418 total, lefties 248, righties 366 off Travis Wood. So Kendrick at 52 is very much in play, actually, which is crazy at that price tag. Like, it's insane. You're going to hear a lot of touts go, I can't pay $5,200 for Howie Kendrick. You can against the lefty like Travis Wood. You really can. Neil Walker at 45 in Coors is very solid there. Johnny VR at 44. Jonathan Scope has been struggling, man. Machado went bonkers for us yesterday. Joseph goes deep. Jones double digits. Beckham had a double digit game. Scope throws up a dud. That, if he even does anything, man, that lineup I was talking about earlier goes even crazier. But Scope at 43, I'm going to keep going to him. It's not as heavy right now. I was heavy Scope for a while there. I was running that hot streak. But temper it back again. He is facing a JC Ramirez that is 16th worst on the barrel fifth the last 30 days. Getting barreled 4.3% of the time. He's walking over 12%, striking out 13.7%. So he's not doing much, giving up a lot of contact. We're looking at Baltimore, 479 total. Lefties, 344. Righties, 297. So if you want to take a night off from Scope, not a problem. Just keep him in mind. Rubio, Odor, 43 versus Holland. Holland's done better versus lefties. But let's be honest, it is Holland. It is Odor. Odor's going to strike out or go deep against the lefty or a righty. So GPP-wise, he's still definitely in play. Yoan Moncada at 4K. Only 2 points last night was disappointing, but he's back at it again, facing Martin Perez. He's going to that team, that whole White Sox and Texas is in play yet again. Another great spot there. Scooter Gennett may get overlooked today. Another nice left-handed bet. Second base outfield eligible for the Reds. He's 4K versus Tehran. So Scooter, she gets a little more attention today. Definitely have him sprinkle around if you can. Like a D. Gordon leading off for 3,900 versus Montero, I can understand. Miami's team total is 468. Lefties 381, righties 383 versus Montero this season. So they didn't go crazy last night, which was quite surprising to me. So look at them. They're in another good spot today against Montero. Brandon Phillips at 3,700 versus Stevenson is a GPP play. Jed Lowry at 35 is not bad at all. Yolmer Sanchez at 34 is okay. As Drew Cabrera at 34, I do like that quite a bit. Ozzy Albies, I wish he was higher up in the order, but he's 3,400 bucks. Left-handed bat versus Stevenson. Young Harris Solarte at 32 versus Strasburg is kind of sneaky, especially if Strasburg doesn't go deep. It really, you're going to get value for guys to face a bullpen for four innings or something. Something to think about there. And then it gets pretty weak. It was like yesterday or the day before. I can't remember where punts are bad. You got Coward at 24 for Anaheim. And then we'll just look at the lineups. I'll try to get tweets. I've just been super swamped this week with a lot of different things. So I haven't been able to do it every day. Apologies. Third base, you got Arenado at 55. Beltre at 54 is great against Holland. You got Gallo at 54. Shaw at 52. And Coors is solid as well. Our man, Manny Machado, triple-donged last night. 50 DraftKings points. God. Remember when people thought he wasn't going to get it going? Having a great year. He's 51. Did mention that Ramirez is better against righties than lefties, so beware, but he's still good. Anthony Rendon hits lefties with a ton of power. He's 5K. Now he's 5. Kendrick is 52, and Zimmerman is 55. My God. Freeman, 47. Yes. Rafael Devers at 45 versus CeCe Sabathia. Devers on home run last night. Kid just keeps crushing it. You had Eduardo Nunez, third base outfield at 44. Get behind both of those guys. Bregman at 42. He went deep yesterday, averaging 7.1. His last 10, good little ball player he's turning into this season. You got Eugenio Suarez at 42, but Spangenberg at 42 against Strasburg. It's a sneaky power move. Moustakas at 4K, I like a lot versus Bauer for GPPs. Like Derek Dietrich at 38. Richard Valbuena. As we scroll down some more, Ryan McCann got sent back to the minors. That sucks. That pissed me off yesterday. The Todd Father at 27 if you want to get ballsy. But Matt Chapman at 27 versus McHugh. We mentioned Chapman's power versus right-handed pitching, so there's a good punt there if you're not using McHugh. You got Mikel Franco at 25 versus Block. That's not a bad punt play either. And then again, Ryder Jones, $2,000. Head of the shortstop position, Elvis Andrus at 52 versus Holland. There's a lot of pricey bats here today, folks. You got Chicago, Texas is priced up. You got Coors priced up. And you got the White Sox priced up for starters. The Reds are pricey as well. Atlanta's a little pricier than normal, but not horrible. So you're at the Baltimore steep. You're going to have to either take some hefty punts or you might not pay for pitching tonight. We're going to see how this goes. It's going to be fun. It's a good-looking slate so far. So back to shortstops. You got Elvis Andrus at $5,200. He's been swinging it really, really well. He's $5,200. And one thing I will say is when people are trying to save money in positions, and I'm guilty of it too, and I love doing it, is you look at catcher, second, and shortstop. It makes the most sense. The bigger power guys are usually elsewhere. Andrus always gets overlooked. And trust me, I punt these positions all the time. And it works out most of the time. But for contrarian stuff in the bigger tournaments, you go and punt a first or a third a little bit if you're building a bunch of lineups, and you play an Andrus because a lot of people will not pay up for this price. He's in a great spot, hits in the middle of a order that should score a ton of runs, highest total on the slate. Just want to throw that out there, too. He's a very, very good hitter at $5,200. Zach Kozar at 46 is very good as well. Tim Beckham at 44. Again, Ramirez better against righties than lefties, so beware. It's almost like I keep saying that like we should use Ramirez tonight because it's a righty-heavy lineup. He might surprise you. He does that from time to time. I'm not going there, but there's another GPP arm if you're looking at him. Marvin Gonzalez at 44 I like a lot. Outfield shortstop versus Graveman. You got like Lindor versus Vargas at 4K. Xander Bogaerts at 4K versus Sabathia. He's hitting it a little better of late. The numbers still aren't completely showing it. He's averaging 7.5 his last 10, 7 more points last night. 7, 14, 13, 7 his last 4. The exit velo, as my buddy Mo pointed out, is increasing big time. So get him while you can get him cheap. He's 4K versus CeCe tonight. Very good looking play. Didi Gregorius, if you want to fade there. But Tim Anderson, just my guy again. He was 33 yesterday. He's $3,500 against Martin Perez. Like Tim Anderson a lot. Orlando Arcia, if you're not using Bettis, is 35. Arcia went deep yesterday. It still sucks he sits so low in the order, but really good bat. And you're getting a guy playing in Coors at $3,500. I'll jump on that opportunity a lot. As Ruben Cabrera, 34, mentioned him already. He got the likes of Freddie Galvis at 32. Philly is priced down a ton versus Ty Block. They were priced down a ton versus Matt Moore. Matt Moore dealt. $5,000 Matt Moore. Get some, folks. That was one of the easier plays I've ever had to tell you guys about on the pitching department, at least for punts. But then when you get down below, like a Miguel Rojas at 25, B-Craw, I told you, he's swinging better than the price tag. It's the numbers, he's getting a lot of fives in there. He had a two-run homer yesterday. He had two, and two for three, 25 points. He's back to averaging 6 now in his last 10. That helped a lot. But he's $2,400. We mentioned how lefties against Eichhoff, they hit 350. Righties 281, lefties 350. So I'm not saying stack the Giants, but there's some Giants out there that can help you tonight. And they'll be cheap. Crawford, $2,400. That's one of the better punts you can find. Like I said yesterday, same thing. You're looking for punts with some power upside. Crawford has got power, and he showed it yesterday. So $2,400, not bad at all. Let's head to the outfield. You got Blackman at 58. He went deep yesterday. He's always in play everywhere, but Coors even more, but everywhere. He's been roaming home, doesn't matter. Stan at 57 versus Montero is very solid as well. They got like Mike Trout at 53. Braun and Coors at 53. Springer 52. There's Howie Kendrick again at 52. Now we dip down. Gerardo Parr at 49 went deep again yesterday. He's phenomenal. If you don't want to pay above 5K, I have no problem paying for Parra. Left-handed bat in Coors, batting cleanup at 4,900. I will sign up for that. You had Big J Bruce. I loved him yesterday. He double-donged for us. 39 DraftKings points. He's $4,600 versus Vargas. Be careful with the lefty-lefty, but I wouldn't be too careful. Lefties have hit him much better than righties this year. Mookie Betts, 46 versus Sabathia. I like a lot in that matchup. When you're talking Boston, 4.81 total. Lefties, 284. Righties, 319. Mookie's been heating up a bit. He's 4,600. I could definitely get behind some of that. You got the Grandy Man. This is not updated DraftKings. The Grandy Man, he got traded to the Dodgers, so this is not accurate. I don't know if he'll even be playing. He might get scratched from the whole DraftKings deal, so be careful there. It was a good matchup, though. Adam Duvall versus Tejeron at 46. Mentioned Thames already. I like Duvall a lot just because he can hit lefties and righties. He's a great GPP player. I mention it often. Marcelo Zuna, 4,500 versus Montero. Conforto, 45. That's a great tag. His price has dropped, and he's still on fire. 4,500 for Conforto. He's one of the top options on the outfield slate. It's hard to say. There's so many great options in the outfield. Adam Jones, Eduardo Nunez, both 44. Yoenis Cespedes, 44, is a solid play. Kaywood to Chris Davis at 44. Marwin Gonzalez at 44. There's your 4,400 solid play department. Denard spans up to 43. I don't know if I can pay that much for Denard. Good spot for him against Eichhoff, but I can't go that high. You get Aaron Judge at 4,200 versus Sale if you want to hope for a one-off, but he might strike out 75 times too. Who knows? Yeah, Cargo versus Woodruff. I told you, you only use him in Coors. He went deep yesterday. He's 4,200. Billy Hamilton, 4,200. Nice lefty versus Tehran. And Enciarte, 42-2. Nice leadoff bats in that ballpark where runs are happening against pitchers that get smoked by lefties. Josh Reddick at 41. That's a good price tag. A guy hitting second or third in that Houston lineup. 8 more points last night. He slumped a bit, but he's heated up his last like 3 games or so. Maybe he's back. 4,100 against Graveman, who just hasn't been good. Houston's got a 5-2-1 total, fifth best on the slate. Righty's 309, lefty's 333. So Reddick definitely a nice value there. Access Smith, 4K. Chris Young loves his lefties. He's 4K versus Sabathia, so you can look at him. Super low-owned last night, as a buddy pointed out. Keon Broxton and Coors at 4K is okay. I mentioned Scooter Gennett. I like a lot at $4,000 against Tehran. That's very much in play. Excuse me. Melky Cabrera at $3,800. There's a nice value versus the Bauer outage. Melky's been in the mid to high fours lately, so getting him is pretty nice. Christian Yelich still below 4,000. He's 38. I like that a lot. Looking at our boy Lurie Garcia. 5 more points last night. Averaging 8.5 his last 10. Switch hitting. Likely leading off still. He'll be leading off versus Martin Perez for the White Sox. $3,800. As we scroll and scroll and scroll, Matt Joyce, 3,700 versus McHugh. Joyce went deep last night. We know he's a good staple in that lineup against right-handed pitching, so keep him on your radar. Derek Fisher at 37 versus Graveman, I like a lot. Jarrett Parker, there's some power versus Eichhoff. Middle of the order stuff, had 11 more points last night. He had 11 last night, 18 the night before, 8 before that. He's $3,700 against Eichhoff. Jarrett Parker will be a nice low-owned play tonight, so keep him on your radar. Eddie Rosario and Max Kepler, if you're fading Greinke, those are two guys you're looking at $3,600. Scott Schebler is back. He was not in the lineup last night, but he was activated from the DL. Keep an eye on him. We know the power he had. He struggled a lot. Then he got hurt. Who knows how healthy he really is. But facing Tehran at $3,600 does have tremendous value for you there. Pence went deep. We mentioned about lefties over righties with Eichhoff, but if you want to go roll on the dice in a GPP, Pence is 36. See, this outfield position, I like to save some. You can save some money with some of these bats and pay up elsewhere and still have that power upside we talk about. Like Cole Calhoun is $3,400 tonight. He was 35 yesterday. He went deep. We liked that quite a bit. 17 points. He's averaging 7.1 his last 10. Sneaky good. Back-to-back games with homers. Keep an eye on Calhoun at 34 if you're not using Gossman. Nicky Delmonico, I told you he was the value of the slate yesterday at $2,700. He went deep. Well, he went deep once and ended inside the Parker for the second one. He's a lefty bat. We'll see if he's in the lineup against Martin Perez. But this kid is a must use every day. He's up to $3,400 now, but he's still 4K and below. He's automatic. The right matchup's above 4K. This kid can hit, and they're putting him clean up. So don't sleep on Delmonico. But he might not be in the lineup today. I just want to bring him up because I might not talk to you tomorrow. Matt Olson at 34. You got Nick Williams at 33. It's lefty-lefty, but it's a cheap value, and Block might get run early because he's good at that. Then you get that crappy Giants bullpen, so keep that in mind. Brandon Guyer, he loves his lefties. I know Vargas has been better versus righties than lefties this year, but Guyer at 31, very nice GPP play. But other than that, if like Brandon Nemo cracks the lineup, he was big-time prospect, hasn't really done much since he's been called up. With Granderson gone, Nemo might get some more run. He's 2,900. If he's in a good spot in the order, he can be an okay punt play. I can understand looking at him a little harder if he's in the lineup. Jose Perella, 27 versus Strasburg, is not horrible. Alex Gordon, 26 versus Bauer, is not bad for a punt. These guys aren't great. They've been struggling off and on, but they're decent upside looks for punts. Other than that, really not much down here. We're going to have to look at the lineups and see what else comes up. Carlos Moncrief's been playing a lot for the Giants, but He's a left-handed bat. If he cracks the lineup versus Ikov, Moncrief's only 2K. He hasn't lit the world on fire. He's playing good in AAA this year, or minor leagues. I think he's AAA. Playing pretty well, but hasn't really found it in the bigs yet, kind of like Ryder Jones. But there's another $2,000 Giants lefty against Ikov. Okay, recapping your pitching. You got Greinke, Sale, 1A, 1B. In the middle, you got Gausman, McHugh, Ikov. Down below, you got Bettis and Berrios. Let's take a look at your BVP and send you on your way. We have the likes of, let's get to your evening slate. Beckham's 3-for-6 off JC Ramirez. That's about it. Machado 1-for-4, the homer. Not a lot of experience, but they have a team average of 312, so there's that going for you. Valbuena 3-for-7 with 2 homers off Gausman. Trout 5-for-10 with a homer. Crum 3-for-8 with a double and a homer. Calhoun's 4-for-12 with a double. That's some good pass history, given Gausman's a lot different now. But still, that's why I said, if you want to use some Angels bats, it does not break my heart. If it's if you're making 3, 4, 5 lineups and you have 1 or 2 without Gausman, sprinkle some Angels around. It doesn't bother me at all. Sandy Leon 3-for-8 with a homer off CeCe. Bogart's only 4-for-24. We got a double and a homer. Hanley's taking him deep. Bettis is 6-for-17 lifetime. We got Chase Headley 7-for-23 with a double and 2 homers off Chris Sale. Todd Father 1-for-6 with the homer. But Aaron Hicks 7-for-19 with a double. Joey Votto 4-for-10 with 2 doubles off Tehran. Cozart 3-for-12 with a double, triple, and a homer. Tucker Barnhart 2-for-6, 2 doubles. Altuve 6-for-20, a double and a homer off Graveman. Marwin Gonzalez 4-for-16 with a double and a homer. Marcus Semien 8-for-18 with 3 doubles and a homer off McHugh. Semien was 4K today. Miguel Rojas 4-for-4 off of Montero. All singles, but 4-for-4. Something to think about. Ozuna 3-for-8. Stanton 3-for-8 with a double. Hosmer 5-for-12 with a homer off Bauer. Lorenzo Cain 4-for-16 with a double, triple, and a homer. Melky Cabrera has gone deep twice. Alex Gordon has gone deep once. Edwin Encarnacion 8-for-27. 2 doubles, 2 homers off Jason Vargas. Yan Gomes 6-for-18 with a double and a homer. Kipnis 10-for-32 with a double and a homer. Lindor's taking him deep. Carlos Santana's got 2 doubles. Carlos Gomez 6-for-10 with a double and a triple off Derek Holland. You got Elvis Andrus with a homer, Belcher with a homer, Napoli 2 homers off of Holland. I mentioned I love my Napoli. Travis Shaw 2-for-3 with a double and a homer off Bettis. Neil Walker 4-for-11 with a triple. Zimmerman 3-for-7 with a double and a homer off Travis Wood. Denard Span 3-for-3 with a double off Ikov, and that will do it for your BVP. That will do it for your edition of Quick Hits. Remember, focus on Coors Field, focus on Texas, Chicago. You got it's Cincinnati, Atlanta, stuff like that, and much, much more. Houston's in a good spot. Mentioned Houston, or Cincinnati, Atlanta's good. The Mets first fans, Worley can be very nice. Lots to like, lots and lots and lots on this slate. Good luck. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Your EPL week 2 is going on. The second slate of games is going to be kicking off here in a few minutes. Squanto had your bets for that. We got the NASCAR at Bristol, Bass Pro Shops, NRA, Night Race, whatever it's called. Josh has your DFS for that. That goes down on Saturday night. Check out Benched with Bubba, episode 48, myself with Matt Modica, great guest. Fantasy baseball, some fantasy football strategy talk, getting ready for your drafts. And we got Game of Thrones. It's awesome stuff to talk about with Mr. Modica. Great, great guy on FNTSY Radio. Busy as heck, but great guy. Got Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 25, talking, you know, MVP races, Stanton. The Miami Marlins sale, and we had STL Cup of Joe on to talk Cardinals baseball. That was a lot of fun. Really good stuff there. We've got tons coming up. But more importantly, check me out on Twitter at BDentric. I'll help you out with your questions for your lineups. Hopefully, don't get any stupid scratches now. But the farther we get into this season, we're closer to September, we're going to see them more and more and more. But good luck on your Saturday 11-game slate. Enjoy your weekend. I will catch you guys back on Monday. Let's make some money tonight. And this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your August 19th edition. I'll see you guys Monday. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.